conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars. Culture wars.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And what's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. And what's going on? Okay, you know what I'm going to talk about. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. Joe Biden is the gift that keeps giving. You know, he's like a rash that keeps them go away. But see, the thing is, Joe Biden is not a rash for Republicans. Joe Biden is not a rash for MAGA Republicans. Joe Biden is a rash on the Democrats' backside. The Democrats are so upset with Joe Biden. You know what? Put it this way. They're so angry with Joe Biden. If you put Joe Biden and President Trump on the same scale on how angry they are with the two of them, they're equally angry with Joe Biden. I mean, they're equally angry with Joe Biden as they are with President Trump. Now, President Trump hasn't done anything wrong. President Trump, all President Trump has done was try to make America great. All President Trump has done was try to make America where we can be self-dependent, self-sufficient, energy independent, secure borders. You having jobs. You having low gas prices, grocery bills. This is what President Trump has done. President Trump came out and said, I'll never forget it, his inauguration the first time, and says, I didn't win this. The American people won this. He said, I won. When he says, I won the election, but I give the country back to you. This is what President Trump said. Said, I'm giving the country back to you. And that had every last one of these Democrats in an uproar. They were all angry about it. So now Joe Biden. And let me play this out really quick. So we hear Cash Patel nominated for FBI director. And every last one of them are upset. They're all coming out saying, oh, Cash Patel, he's not qualified. He's not qualified. We've all heard the story. We all heard it. And then in the same weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, Joe Biden decides to pardon Hunter. Where's Hunter? He decides to pardon Hunter. And the Democrats, they're not upset that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter after Joe Biden lied to everyone and said that he's not going to pardon Hunter. And, you know, Republicans, we all knew this. We're not surprised by it. But they're even the Democrats. They're not upset that the fact that he pardoned Hunter Biden. They're upset because President Trump can turn right around and say, I'm going to pardon this person, that person, all of those J6 prisoners that they have. President Trump gets to pardon every last one of them on day one. And these hypocrite Democrats have no room to talk. They have no room to talk. They cannot open their pie holes and say anything against anything that President Trump does. President Trump can pardon himself. They can't say anything about it. And of course, the Democrats being who they are, they're going to come out and still say something. They can't help themselves because that's who they are. That's what they do. They're still, and now after Joe Biden repeatedly said that he's not going to pardon Hunter Biden, now all of them are justifying the fact that he pardoned Hunter Biden. They're all justifying it, saying, you know what? We don't believe that Joe Biden lied. We don't believe Joe Biden did anything wrong here. It's his son, for goodness sake. What do you expect him to do? Of course he would pardon his only living son. That's what he's going to do. That's what he's supposed to do. This is what the Democrats are saying. And of course, and let me remind y'all, not a single Republican. Let me ask y'all in the chat here. Are any of y'all MAGA Republicans, MAGA extremist Republicans like me, are you even surprised a little bit that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter Biden? Just a little bit? I would say that you're not. I'm not. I'm not surprised at all. I don't think anybody is surprised. Right? I don't think anybody's surprised. Not a single person is surprised that Joe Biden did this. And of course, I'm looking in the comments and everyone is saying, nope, of course not. Of course not. We all expected it to happen. I did. I know you did. For one, because the Democrats, they're all corrupt anyways. They lie about everything. And now, split screen it. Now they're on here lying about the lies. Listen to Scott Jennings, because Scott Jennings basically saying, you evil Democrats, you brain dead, no thinking, no backbone Democrats, all of you, nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. I don't want to hear anything out of your pie hole ever again about Joe Biden being a stand-up guy, having morals, wanting to uphold the law. Keep your mouth shut. That's basically what he's saying. This is such a beautiful clip. I like Scott Jennings. Listen to how he hammers it.
Every American, except the most partisan, brain-rotted people, are going to be outraged by this today. He is.
Okay, you see that? The brain-rotted. I love it. The brain-rotted people.
Is going to leave off. You think 38-39% job approval is bad? Just you wait. Just you wait. He's disgraced. Scott, disgraced today. Outrageous.
But Scott, you don't need to hurl names and say people like me are brain rotted. Come on.
Did he go and say you are brain rotted? No, he didn't say that. She's feeling that way because she is brain rotted. She's not going to look at this for what it is. Joe Biden lied for many, many years. Ever since this information came out that they actually validated it. They lied every step of the way, saying that Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Joe Biden did nothing wrong. Joe Biden's not going to pardon Hunter from all the criminal activity that he did because we uphold the law. We're the law and justice order, the party, the Democrats, right? And here it is. Joe Biden did exactly what they said that he would not do and did it anyways. And again, none of us surprised by this. Absolutely none of us. And here she is trying to still justify it. And all he's telling her is, look, Joe Biden's on his way out the door. You don't have to stick up for him any longer. You don't have to defend him. Just come out and say that he lied to all of us. He was wrong. Brain dead people can't do it. And here's the proof.
But Scott, you don't need to hurl names and say people like me are brain rotted. Come on. That's a little beyond the pale, even for you, Scott.
Listen,
we can disagree.
You don't have to defend this. He's leaving office. You don't have to defend it. You don't have to die on this hill. You can say this is wrong because everybody knows that it is. It's wrong. Are you fine with the lying? Are you fine with him sitting before the election all year and lying to the American people? Are you fine with the lying about it?
I don't think that he was lying. I think he made a decision after the fact and decided this was the right thing for him and for his family. Period, full stop. Donald Trump decided that the minutes, it was okay to pardon
Joe Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre. How many minutes of tape do we have of both of these people telling the American people this will not happen? It's I mean, we could play it all morning.
You know what? There's probably hours and hours of footage of these people saying that Joe Biden is not going to pardon Hunter. Joe Biden is the law and order guy. Here's a prime example of this. Is this the one? No, this is not the one. This is it here. I want y'all to listen to this. And this is a really long video. I don't know if y'all have seen this. If you have, another recap for you, but I'm going to skip through. I'm not going to play all of this. It's too long. This will be the entire show if I played all of this. Watch this, because there's multiple clips. Watch this.
Presidential promise to put the law before a family.
I said I abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Letting the world know that he will not wipe away the decision of 12 of his son's peers.
Was asked directly, and he has said he wouldn't pardon his son if he gets convicted.
Let's wait and see what happens if he loses.
Yeah, let's wait and see what happens if he loses. Now, I don't really care for Chris Wallace. I really don't care for this dude. He's a total snake, total weasel. It got so bad after this election that he walked away from the Communist News Network. I mean, that's how bad it is. They're crumbling. And he was straight up. He was speaking his mind, and he told the truth. Let's see what happens when he loses. And sure enough, Joe Biden lost the election. Well, Joe Biden didn't lose the election. Joe Biden got kicked out from the coup that they did against him. And you know, there was multiple coups really quick. They did a coup d'etat against Bernie Sanders. Y'all remember that with Hillary Clinton? Then the second coup d'etat, these are the coup d'etats that I am aware of. The second one that they did was against President Trump in November of 2020. Then they did another coup d'etat against Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, he's out for revenge. Joe Biden, he's the one that's upset from what they've done to him. So why wouldn't Joe Biden do this? See, the Democrats, they're highly upset because Joe Biden did this. And while we as Republicans, MAGA Republicans, we were not surprised by this in the first place. Not a single one of us are surprised, but it makes all of these people on the left look stupid. It shows that they were supporting Joe Biden and how wrong they were in supporting Joe Biden.
See what happens if he loses.
Yeah, but he said it.
He's going to get pardoned by his dad. There's no question about that.
The president has ruled out pardoning his son.
Major commitment from the president, accepting the outcome of the trial and also pledging not to pardon his son.
So the challenge for him is really to continue to live up to his values when it was really personal. And he did that today.
It seems like a pretty normal, straightforward answer, but it takes new weight when we see what Trump is saying about the outcome of his trial, what we're hearing from other Republicans who say they don't accept the jury's verdict here in New York.
The contrast is profound. To sit there and say, well, I'm not going to intervene in the legal process and I wouldn't pardon my son. One side, Democrats and Joe Biden protecting the justice system. And on the other, Republicans and Trump protecting Trump.
You see this? One, the justice system, the Democrats are all about the justice system, but on the Republicans, they're just protecting President Trump. These are the biggest hypocrites ever. The Democrat Party was already in shambles. Don't you know that this just adds to all of the stupidity of the left? Kamala Harris squandered $1.5 billion. Within just, what, like 4 months? And they're questioning where the money went? The Democrat Party was already sitting on bad terms with their donors, with the public. The media is not looking good. MSDNC apparently is up for sale. And a lot of people wanting Elon Musk to purchase it. Be honest with you, I don't want Elon Musk to purchase MSDNC. What I would like to see with MSDNC for it to just go away completely. Just go away. Would not hurt my feelings. Allow it to be a failed network. Allow it to go away. They've done so much damage. Or if someone does purchase it, fire everybody. Fire everybody. Even the cameraman. at MSDNC. I hate to say that, but MSDNC is a virus. It is a stain. It is pure evil. They push all of this demonic stuff onto the American people. It would not hurt my feelings if they went away. 100% would not hurt my feelings. Would not hurt my feelings. Let me play some more of this. Listen to this one. Listen to this part of this video. This goes on and on. These people, they're going to get what's coming to them.
Stark is this difference. I mean, how can Republicans keep making this argument now that Joe Biden has really put it out there? Where's Hunter?
And he stood there. Where's Hunter? I need to copy that part and make that a soundbite. Where's Hunter? But you know, after this week, no one's going to care. Probably tomorrow, the next day, it'll probably die down. And then, of course, all of the government state media, they're going to ignore this story. They're going to let the story go away. And then they're going to get right back to talking about Cash. You know that, right? Cash Patel. They're going to get right back to talking about him. They're going to get right back to trying to figure out how they can make President Trump's cabinet picks look like they're not qualified to do the job. These people are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites.
How stark is this difference? I mean, how can Republicans keep making this argument now that Joe Biden has really put it out there? Where's Hunter? And he stood there in a courtroom, flanked by his family, and he's accepted his sentence.
He is not pardoning his son, which he could do. These are federal charges. Right. He is not doing that. He is not doing it because he is living what it means to have a rule of law in this country. Yeah. And then if you want to know if he believes it, you can actually see what is happening with his own son.
The president.
The rule of law in this country. They're all about the rule of law in this country. You know what this proves? You can take it off the screen. This proves that they have weaponized the DOJ. This proves that they weaponized the CIA, Homeland Security, the IRS. Every government agency has been weaponized against the American people. This proves it. And this morning, when I'm getting ready, getting prepared, and I'm talking to my producer, I said, you know what it makes me think about? What about all of the other people that are in jail for less of a crime? What about all of those that are in jail from J6? These people that they locked up on January 6th, for January 6th, they didn't do nearly half. They didn't do a fraction of what Hunter Biden did. Joe Biden should pardon him as well, but he's not going to. Joe Biden is only looking out for himself. He's only looking out for his family. And he's saying to the hell with the rest of the country. This is what Joe Biden is saying. They did a coup d'etat against Joe Biden. Do you think Joe Biden actually cares? Now, Joe Biden kept saying it. He kept saying that he was not going to pardon Hunter. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. There's video after video after video of Joe Biden saying this. And sure enough, he did it. And as I mentioned before, no one is surprised. None of us on the right are surprised. And even those on the left are not surprised. They're just upset because President Trump, when he pardons J6, and I'm going to repeat this again, when he pardons the J6 prisoners, these Democrats are going to kick and scream. But all he's going to have to do to remind them is that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter. Joe Biden pardoned Hunter. And you know what they're going to end up saying? You know what they're going to end up saying? Two wrongs don't make a right. That's what they're going to say, Shannon. Two wrongs don't make a right. And if President Trump is really, truly a law and order president, he wouldn't do this. He wouldn't do this. They're going to make up some lame excuse. But listen to some of this. This is some of the posts that my producer got from X about these liberals. This is utter BS. Right? This is utter BS. Just plain wrong and stupidly selfish. Shame on you, POTUS. You've given Trump license to do out favors to his family and wealthy friends. And when he does, you've given his supporters the opportunity to say, everyone does it. And by the way, Biden lied. Well, you know what? We already knew Biden was a liar before this.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just taking these Democrats, Shannon, all of this time to figure it out. That's why I'm constantly saying that these idiots on the left, in this press corps especially, it takes them forever to catch up with for what's actually happening. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny. I don't know, though, if enough of the media is going to call them out, call Biden out. A lot of them are already excusing. You already heard one of them. She's like, well, you know, this is his family. You know what? Here's the problem. You know, you have J6ers who literally the government was weaponized against them. A lot of them didn't do as much as Hunter Biden has done. Right. And they're in jail serving up to 22 years. And you have Hunter who legitimately committed crimes. His dad is almost admitting that he committed crimes by backdating the pardon all the way back to 2014. Right?
They were working with Russia.
Yeah.
They were working with criminal organizations outside of the country. They were making these backdoor deals.
It's actually
I don't know. I would go as far as say that what they were doing, both Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and the Biden crime family, was borderline, if not full-on treasonous.
This is a historical pardon.
Oh, it really is.
I mean, we can't make it seem like, oh, we expected it. Oh, I mean, it's like we already know the government's so corrupt, we expected it. But this is unprecedented. You look back in history, and a president who worked with his son, which they had committee hearings talking about this family getting paid for the influence of Joe Biden. And then all of a sudden his dad says, you know what, I'm going to pardon him all the way back to 2014 to anything that you guys have on him. You can't even, you know, prosecute him in the future. It's like, what? What? Of course the Democrats are mad because they literally want to be on this righteous pedestal. Like, we're so great. We're so wonderful. And everything that they've done here lately has proven the very opposite. You know, the coup against Bernie Sanders, the coup against Trump, the coup against their own candidate, Biden. And then they had a candidate who literally didn't even go through a primary. They just installed her into this position. And then it came out that she couldn't even run a campaign. They're financially in the hole. And then you have a president who they tried to still enshrine in this, oh, he was so great, come out and just literally, I mean, just decimated them by saying, I'm pardoning my son. Can you imagine how Obama felt when he got this, when Pelosi felt when she got this? I mean, they're probably like, oh my gosh, the people that donate to the Democrat Party do not see the Democrat Party as they used to. This is literally hurting them going into the future.
Oh, it is. It is. It absolutely is.
And it's all because, you know, honestly, I don't even know if Joe would have done it if they would have.
I should have gotten a video.
The coup against him.
Yeah, I should have gotten a video. What's his name? James Carborough? Is that his name? James Carborough?
Scarborough?
No.
Oh.
The bald-headed guy. Is that his name? Yeah. With, you know, he's a total Democrat. And he's complaining that, saying that this has destroyed the Democrat Party. And he's saying we need to go back to the drawing board.
They do need to go back to the drawing board.
He's saying we need to go back to the drawing board. He said we need to find out what happened to all the money. We need to find out, because the donors, they're not happy with the Democrat Party. They're absolutely not happy right now.
I mean, don't you think,
they're
Will?
They're furious.
The Republican Party has almost reset with Trump. I mean, we've reset our
The Republican Party is now the MAGA Republican
Right,
Party.
But we reset it. We went back to our conservative values. They were starting to become bigger government, and now we're bringing it back down. I think that we did go through that evolution and that change, and we're a better party for it.
We are. And that's, you know what? That's the upset
part. It was Carville that you were talking about.
Yeah, Carville. That's why they're upset with President Trump right now. And some of these Republicans, they're upset with Mitch McConnell. They actually are upset with Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell was on their side, but he didn't do enough to stop the MAGA Republicans. They don't want this Republican Party. And you know what the MAGA Republican Party is? It means that the Republican the Republican Party is going back to its roots of standing up to the Democrats. The Democrats are the destroyer of America. The Democrats lost the first Civil War. They always say the verse, the North versus the South. Well, the Democrats lost the war. And the Democrats have been looking at getting revenge ever since. And one of the ways that they lost the war was with the NRA. If I just bring that up really quick, with the NRA. They lost the war with the NRA. And that's why the Democrats are right now today trying to go after the NRA. It's an old, long war that's been happening. Here's another one that the Democrats put out there. This guy's named Jared. He says, while as a father, I certainly understand Joe Biden's natural desire to help his son by pardoning him. I am disappointed that he put his family ahead of the country. These stupid idiots, these Democrats. This is a bad precedent that could be abused by later presidents and will sadly tarnish his reputation. When you become president, your role is Peter family Parter of the familius. Nation. Huh?
Parter familius of the nation.
Okay. Yeah, but it says Peter there. Hunter brought the legal trouble he faced upon himself. And it says, and one can sympathize with his struggles while acknowledging that no one is above the law, not a president and not a president's son. Well, according to Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, they are above the law.
I mean, well, you can almost say that that Biden feels this way even with the forgiveness of school loan debt. I mean, literally, they said you can't do it, and he circumvented the system to still do it. Of course they feel like they're above the law. That's why he literally did this. They've always felt like they were above the law. That's why they were so arrogant in what they did. How many suspicious reports do you need to have before, and then literally Biden stepping in, he literally blocked SARS reports from Congress being able to get SARS reports. He already knew he was guilty. He already, that step alone showed the country that he was above the law. He thought so from the very beginning. If you have nothing to hide, why do you block such things? If Hunter did nothing wrong, why pardon him for federal crimes?
You know, one of the things that's been discussed before is, can you impeach a president after they leave the office? But you know what? The Democrats, they don't care. Right now they want Joe Biden to go away. They want to shut Joe Biden up. They want to silence Joe Biden. Joe Biden has become a gift that's keep giving. Joe Biden is like an STD for the Democrats. And all of the Democrats, they're all infected with it. If you can get a virus shot from it, they would gladly take the virus shot. But that's the only time they'll be against vaccines at that point, when it's something that they've been wanting to push all along. They're against vaccines if it's a TDS vaccine. You know, if it can fix their TDS, then they'll be against vaccines. But other than that, they're not against it. They're not against it at all. Let me tell you about Cozy Earth. Can I tell y'all about Cozy Earth? It's one of the beautiful sponsors that we have here on LFA TV. It's a beautiful, beautiful. Can we tell you about it? Wrap your loved ones in luxury this holiday season with the Cozy Earth. Give the gift of the ultimate comfort and luxury this holiday season. Cozy Earth Bamboo Sheet Set offers unmatched softness, turning every night into a peaceful escape. Celebrate the holidays in style and comfort with Cozy Earth Ultra Soft Stretch Knit Pajamas, perfect for relaxing and enjoying time at home. Cozy Earth helps you turn your home into a peaceful retreat, offering product designed to help keep calm and cool and comfort and collectible. Unwind, relax, and rejuvenate with elevated essentials that make every moment at home more serene. Cozy Earth sheet sets are breathable, you'll sleep several degrees cooler. Durable fabrics that won't peel, guaranteed for 100, for, I was going to say, for 10 years. Superior. Superior. The ultimate ingredient for the luxury sleep is softness. It's softness. They use only the best fabrics. And Textile Enhance enhances that. Cozy Earth prides itself on responsible productions of all products. Cozy Earth bedding and bath products have a 10-year warranty. That's how much they believe in them. Want your Cozy Earth pajamas for Christmas? Order by December 13th, everybody, for free shipping. You heard that correctly. You heard it correctly. December 13th for free shipping. But if you missed it, you can still get expedited shipping until December 20th to ensure it arrives on time. Don't wait. Head over to CozyEarth.com/LFA now and use the exclusive LFA code for 40% off. Give the gift of luxury this holiday season. That's CozyEarth.com/LFA. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I want to share something else with you about all of this. The Democrats are figuring out what to do next. Can they do anything? We'll talk about it when we come back.
We devoted the past decade of our lives to perfecting bed sheets. Before you say, what a crazy waste of time, let us explain just how insane we really are. Over the past 3,752 days, we've asked one question. What's the best it can possibly be? But really though, what's the coziest fabric? The comfiest design? Who are the right partners? Supply chain? Feel? Texture? How do we make Mother Earth proud? Embody real luxury? Create lasting pieces? How do we do it right?
Too much?
Maybe. But to us, it makes no sense to make more of the same. We don't need more stuff. Just think about your home for a second. The time you spend within its walls. Think of the minutes, the hours, the nights, days, ages and phases. In our eyes, no time, love, or amount of devotion is wasted when it comes to helping you find that sanctuary. Because, as we see it, home is everything you put into it.
Don't get caught unprepared. We don't know when the next disaster will take place. Prep Gear Plus has what you need. The portable power station from EcoFlow is a solution for any scenario. Ever run out of gas for your generator or the power in your neighborhood go out? These power stations can be charged with solar panels using the light from the sun. As long as we have sunlight, you have power. Visit PrepGearPlus.com today. That is PrepGearPlus.com.
I said last week, I will accept the outcome of this case and will continue to respect the judicial process as Hunter considers an appeal. You know, the president said he won't touch it. He said he's not going to pardon his son. And it seems that Merrick Garland let it go through. How can the Justice Department be weaponized against Trump when all of that is happening?
But Democrats stand for the rule of law. Remember, law and order. And we've been saying that Trump's not above the law. Hunter Biden's not above the law. No one is above the law. And it is amazing to see the stark contrast between how Democrats handled today and how Republicans handled this whole thing over the last couple of weeks.
For years, these conservatives have been crowing about a politicized Justice Department, Biden politicizing it and so on. What happened today? The Justice Department convicted the president's own son, his only living son. You heard the president say he would accept the outcome of the case. I know no other word for that, but presidential.
Y'all see this? Now, these are older clips of them talking about Joe Biden, saying Joe Biden has morals. Joe Biden is a law and order guy. He will always do the right thing. He's not going to pardon his son after they found Hunter Biden guilty. And this is a bunch of BS. And again, not a single person had it in their mind that Joe Biden wasn't going to do. We all knew this, right? We all knew that he was going to do this. None of us are surprised by it. Absolutely not. Let me move on a little bit here, because I know everyone has been talking about how the Democrats or Joe Biden pardoned Hunter Biden, right? We all talked about it. We all know this. And again, can y'all put in the chat, how many days y'all think we're going to be talking about this? You think today be the last day? Maybe talk about it a little bit tomorrow. Maybe something else will, you know, reveal itself. Maybe he'll pardon some more people to get them to stop talking about the pardon of Hunter Biden. Maybe that will happen. But how many more days you think is going to happen? How many days you think, Shannon? You think today's just going to be it? Maybe it'll linger around maybe just a little bit tomorrow, but we'll have something else we'll get back to talking to, like President Trump's cabinet picks. I think personally, I give it to the end of this week. You know, today's Monday. I give it to the end of this week. And after the end of this week, everyone will move on. We'll have other things we'll be talking about because it become completely irrelevant, right? I give it to the end of the week because I think more stuff is going to come out about this. We're going to see more liberals complaining about it. Of course, I'm going to have videos. Look, I'm going to make a prediction here that I'm going to have some videos of them justifying Joe Biden pardoning Hunter. Y'all see what I'm saying here? I haven't seen any videos, but I'm sure there's going to be some videos coming. And as soon as they come, I'll say, look, I told you. And look, it's not that I'm like got a crystal ball. It's not like I'm like a prophet. I just see the writing on the wall. I say that all the time. We know exactly what these Democrats are going to do. They're going to find some kind of way to justify it because they need to justify it because they're kind of already starting to do it somewhat, because they talked about when President Trump was in office, he pardoned. And there's a picture of President Trump, we have a pardon for Roger Stone and for General Flynn and a few other people. President Trump pardoned. The difference is Hunter Biden actually committed these crimes. And the problem is that you have these 51 intelligence agencies said that Hunter Biden, this did nothing wrong. And this was all Russian propaganda. See, that's where the problem comes in. See, this is where the problem, this is the reason why I'm talking about it's probably going to last until the end of the week. And it might just go a little bit longer for that very fact alone. They should have never got involved. They should have never said that it was Russian propaganda. See, that's where they dug their graves. That's why it shouldn't go away. That's why I'm saying the story shouldn't go away. Listen to this, because you know who, you know who this guy is, right? He's on MSNBC all the time. Stephen A. Smith. And he's asking the question about the Democrat Party. Where's the Democrat Party at now? How do they move forward? Because this is absolutely devastating, this election, because the Democrats worked it all up to try to discredit President Trump, try to discredit MAGA Republicans, try to discredit the American people, and they all got their butts handed to them. So what's next for the Democrat Party? And Stephen A. Smith is asking the question.
My last question to you, Representative Clyburn, is this, and I'm the novice amongst the three of us in this conversation, but I have to ask. I'm trying to figure out what you guys are going to do over the next 4 years when they've got control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. I'm just saying the next 2 years, I apologize. I'm trying to figure out what's the plan? How are you going to get anything done when you've basically lost power over the next 2 years? How are you going to get anything done with this administration, considering all the things that were said and the level of vitriol that appears to exist between the two sides?
Let me stop it really quick before it goes on. We the People, thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Thank you so much. Hey, if y'all can, if you find it in your heart to support the network with the Rumble rant or going to lfatv.us, can you put it up on the screen really quick for me? Thank you so much, because this is going to create boots on the ground come December or come January. January the 20th, Jeremy's trying to have every, you know, if not all of us, you know, if not some of us, but all of us. He's trying to get all of us to be there January 20th so we can do our shows from there live in Washington, D.C., but we need your support to make it happen, to help us put boots on the ground. So please, thank you so much for all the Rumble rants. Please bless us with the Rumble rants. Please go to lfatv.us, support us there. Everything helps. Everything counts. lfatv.us. I really greatly appreciate it. Okay, let's go back to this. Let's hear his response about what is the Democrat Party going to do. And of course, they're delusional. They're still trying to act like this last election wasn't that big of a blow. And every time they tell us that everything is fine, everything's okay, or one thing, whatever it is they tell us, just know it is the opposite. They're trying to act like it wasn't that bad. Listen to them.
Well, once again, we're going to have to raise the debt ceiling. You think they're going to be able to do that alone? You don't think the speaker is going to have to come to Hakeem Jeffries to keep the government open?
He won't have to if we can get these Rhino Republicans in line. He won't have to. So, no, he doesn't have to go to them. He don't. He doesn't. But we just got to have these Rhino Republicans not act up.
Yes, we are going to work with them, and we'll hold ourselves out to the American people saying what we're doing. We'll let them see and let them compare. And I do believe that we are going to be very satisfied with what they see. But just remember, the American people voted us out, and we're going to have to live with what the current composition of the Congress is, and we're going to have to live with this president. And then let's see in the next 6 months or 8 months, and then I think you'll see a definition coming to the differences between us and them. And that's what we're going to run on in the next election, the differences between us and them.
Well, don't we already see that? That's the reason why the people overwhelmingly voted for President Trump, because we already see the difference. Now all of a sudden the Democrats are going to come in and try to act like they're doing the will for the American people. When they had the opportunity, they had Nancy Pelosi in the House. They had Chuck Schumer in the Senate. They had Joe Biden. They had all three branches. Well, not three branches. They had both branches of the federal government. They control both of them. They could have been passing laws left and right, but they didn't do that. Their main concern and their main focus was how to get Trump, how to stop Trump. That's what they were focused on. They were not focused on doing the will of the American people. And they were focused on how to implement this one world global system that they want to push onto all of us. They were focused on how to push child pornography on the children. This is what they were focused on. Wow, we the people, thank you so much. This is extra because God loves both of you so very much. And as a Christian brother, I do too. Thank you so much for that Rumble rant, we the people. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Can you put it on the screen? I really do appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Everything helps. Everything helps. Every bit helps. Okay, I have another one that I want to share with you. And of course, this is on the Communist News Network. These people have been broken. They have been broken. They're down. And I think they're trying to get most of them to try to acknowledge it right now. They're trying to acknowledge it, and they're trying to get the other Democrats to acknowledge it so they can go back and start coming out, not pushing wokeism, but start pushing how to create jobs in the country for the American people, how to bring safety and security for the American people. But that's not what the Democrats want to do. This is part of the reason why I call them Democrats constantly, because Democrats are looking how to destroy. The Democrat Party is the party of Satan. It really is. Now, I'm not saying that the Republican Party is the party of God, because there's a lot of Republicans right now that do completely wrong things. But I will say that the Democrat Party is the party of Satan, because everything that they do is for the glorify of Satan. 100%. Listen to Fareed as he's talking about the Democrat Party as well. on the Communist News Network.
Democrats now say that they need their own Elon Musk and Joe Rogan, except that they had them in Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. Rogan was a Bernie bro. In 2022, Musk said he voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, and he only ended up endorsing Trump after his attempted assassination. This is not an endorsement of either Rogan or Musk, who are strange characters and have gone on their own complicated political journeys. But it is a critique of policies that have needlessly alienated many young, aspirational voters who identify with the idea of risk-taking, disruption, and new technologies. Politics is a game of addition, and rather than growing their base, the Democrats are subtracting from it while Donald Trump is expanding his fans. If Trump is able to maintain or expand support among young Hispanic and Asian men, and perhaps even bring young Black men into the fold, he will have created for Republicans what has so far eluded them, a working MAGA majority coalition. The Democratic Party has become a party of urban, educated, middle and upper middle class voters, allied with minorities and young people. Virtually the only major group with which Kamala Harris gained vote share in the last election was white college-educated voters.
You know, these students that went to the colleges and got brainwashed in Marxism. Gina even put it in the comments, 100% hijacked by Marxists. That's exactly what happened to the Democrat Party. They got hijacked by this Marxist ideology, and they thought that they were good to do it. You can take them off the screen. They thought they were good on pushing it. And the reason why they thought that, because President Trump came in and completely got the Republican Party to get back to their roots, to get them to stand up for the American people, to get them to stand up against these tyrannical, evil Democrats, calling out these Rhino Republicans, calling the news fake. There's been no other president, and I don't care. Some people send me messages and they kind of get upset with me when I say President Trump is the greatest president in American history. I think when him coming back, the greatest political comeback in American history, I think President Trump holds that title. I think after two impeachments, two assassination attempts, trying to put him in jail, got a mugshot, and he still wins the presidency, I think he earns that title. This is a man that could have walked away from the American people. He could have walked away, sit on a beach somewhere, drinking Diet Coke, because that's what he likes to do. He'd drink Diet Coke, eat McDonald's, and just chill. Fly from here to there, do some speaking engagements, do some more Trump Towers, live his life happy, and wash his hands of all of it. But President Trump couldn't do that. And sometimes you hear people say President Trump, he didn't have to do this. President Trump had to do this. He had to do this. And people get upset with me because I say President Trump is the greatest president. And we are the generation. We are the ones that got to experience this. The history books get to reflect. They should reflect what happened. And you know, you always hear this. The winners get to write the history. We get to write the actual history of what took place. And I hope and I pray it goes down that they successfully did a coup d'etat against President Trump in November of 2020. It needs to reflect that. It needs to reflect that. They did this to themselves. Yeah, Jammer said he could just been golfing. They did this to themselves. The Democrat Party put themselves in this position. And then you have Cash Patel, which, again, they were highly upset with Cash Patel, saying that he's not qualified, and Cash Patel is highly qualified for the position. But they keep putting it out there, and they don't even tell anybody what his qualifications are. Now, if President Trump came to Will Johnson and said, okay, Will Johnson, I'm going to nominate you for the FBI director, and then they came back and said, Will Johnson's not qualified to be the FBI director, then I would have to agree. I mean, yeah, I would have to agree. I'm not qualified. I can acknowledge that, right? I think I'm qualified enough to be the press secretary, especially after Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, anybody can have a binder and just go off the binder talking points. I think anyone can do that job. But we need someone who's highly qualified. And I think the person that President Trump selected, what's her name again? I can't remember her name right off. But she's awesome. She's a firecracker. She's a firecracker. I can't remember her name right off. But President Trump is putting people in these positions that are qualified for him. Same thing what he did with Pam. Matt Gaetz, he was qualified for the position as well. Caroline Levitt. But nonetheless, listen to this. And I know everyone has seen this. This is with Cass Patel sitting down with Glenn Beck. And I'm not going to play all of this. I'm just going to play the first part because I want you to hear this. This is what they're going to get back to once the whole Hunter Biden story kind of dies down.
Who has Jeffrey Epstein's
Black Book? FBI.
But who? That is that. I mean, there's.
Oh, that's under direct control of the director of the FBI. Just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting, yes, of the Catholic school. Yeah. We still haven't seen that, right? It's not the Nashville police or PD saying we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said this is not getting out. Because they do that because this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for local programs. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this. And you're not getting and that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game. That's why you don't have a black book.
But the black book, it's not just sitting. I mean, that's Hoover power times 10.
And to me, that's a thing I think President Trump should run on. On day one, roll out the black book.
On day one, release the J6 prisoners. On day one, let the cat out the bag about the UFOs, UAPs, what they're calling, unidentified flying phenomenon. I think President Trump should just release it all. More than likely, he probably won't, though. But one of the things that I would really like to see is President Trump do a pardon for the J6 prisoners. That's what I would really like to see. A pardon for the J6 prisoners. It's gone too long. And you know what else I would like to see? And you can call this revenge if you want to. I really don't care. I'm being honest with you. I really don't care. Call it revenge if you want to. Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, all of these Capitol police officers, all of the people, Raskin, all of the people that were involved in J6 that had these people locked up, the sergeant at arms should put them all in handcuffs and put them in jail. And I don't care how the Democrats react afterwards. If they want to go out and riot in the street, bring it. Let's go. Let's get the party started. Am I wrong for this? And the reason why I say this, and I've repeated this so many times, is that President Trump, he's going to have to do what Abraham Lincoln didn't do. Do you know what Abraham Lincoln did not do? And this is part of the reason why I say President Trump is the greatest president in American history. See, Abraham Lincoln, he should have tried all of these Democrats for crime against humanity because they put black people and white people in trees. You understand what I'm telling you? The Democrats did this. They did so many horrible things against Republicans in this country simply because they were voting Republican. They were hanging white people and black people. They should have been tried after they lost the Civil War. Same way they did the Nuremberg trials. But Abraham Lincoln didn't do that. Abraham Lincoln, being a good Republican, saying we need to bring the country together. We need to unify the country. We need to be better. We need to show the country that we are better with the Republican Party. Don't do that BS again. Don't do that. And see, I think had Abraham Lincoln would have tried these people, he might have lived the rest of his life. They probably wouldn't have killed him after the fact. You understand what I'm telling you? They've already tried to kill President Trump that twice that we know of, that we're aware of. So President Trump's going to have to get these people. This is the reason why they're scrambling. This is the reason why I believe some people are jumping the country for real this time. Not just talking. Some of these liberals, they're leaving the country for real this time. Where's Fauci? Where's Fauci? I've been asking this question for 3 weeks now. Where's Fauci? Do y'all know where Fauci is? I mean, seriously. It would not surprise me if you have Merrick Garland. He disappeared. Mayorkas disappeared. Would not surprise me at all. These people have done so much damage. They need to be held responsible. Need to be held responsible. And if they're going to call President Trump a dictator, but dang it, let them do it. They're going to do it anyways. Fix the problem. This can never, ever happen again. This can never, ever happen again. Because if President Trump and the Republicans don't do it this time, then we're screwed, people. This is going to be a nice 4 years for President Trump. It's going to be a beautiful first 100 days. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Because he's going to get things back on track. It's already happening. You got Mexico, the president of Mexico saying, okay, we're going to work with you. Don't do the 25% tariffs. And the Democrats go, oh my goodness, he's going to do tariffs. He's going to make our avocado go up. So I don't care. We've endured so much for the past 3.5 years, and these stupid liberals, they're concerned about avocados going up. I don't give a flying duck. Let it go up. I'm sick and tired of them. We've been hurting all this time, and now these liberals, they're crying, saying, oh my goodness, you're going to raise the tariffs. It's going to hurt all of us. And then you even have Trudeau. Trudeau flies down to go to Mar-a-Lago. President Trump's agenda's already working, and it's not even January. It's going to be a wonderful 4 years, people. Buckle up. It's going to get violent, though.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.